the traffic commander was a direct result of that incident. Obviously, you can't just sign a piece of paper taking up responsibility for an activity if you don't have a field resource. And traffic commanders are that field resource. They're the TMC's representative in the field, liaise with the police at an incident scene. They would negotiate the number of lanes and expected duration of an incident and support the police in stabilising that incident scene. Having done that, their role then becomes one of traffic management. They set up detours and diversions around the incident scene to move the traffic around as efficiently as possible.
We have an agreed set of procedures with the other emergency services for responding to major incidents, be they terrorist attacks or road accidents or other disasters, like a rail disaster or something like that. We have agreed practices. You can't do a plan for every possible event, so you rely on a generic set of procedures, a generic set of plans, and you empower your staff to respond in a suitable way.
Now, if something happens in a particular area, let's say Western Sydney, do you have a plan for Western Sydney?
We have plans for the principal traffic routes through Western Sydney. So we have plans for the M4, for Parramatta Road, Woodville Road. You know, for each one of those roads, we have a plan. So if that road gets blocked off by a major incident, then we have our plans, we have our response agencies. The emergency agencies would set up a local control centre. We would send a staff member out there to liaise with the other response agencies. We would have a number of road crews go along to manage the road closures and diversions, and we would put information out to the motorists via our variable message signs and provide information to the media via the radio traffic reporters. So quite a comprehensive response.
We have on the system with the Transport Management Centre a gadget called Iris. Iris updates in real-time traffic reports to 46 radio stations. And there are four people in the Transport Management Centre whose job is to keep a running log of the incident and update that in real time. And so in real time, a crash on the Harbour Bridge can be monitored. It'll be updated every 20 minutes or every 15 minutes. The traffic reports you get in the morning come off a screen. That screen has got Iris on it, and that screen in the studio of the radio station is being updated and refreshed in real time from the Transport Management Centre.
New motorways that are coming on stream are all now required to have all this infrastructure installed, and so every new motorway, like the Western Sydney Orbital, will automatically connect into the incident management system with no further input or expenditure of RTA resources to do this. The interfaces are there, and these systems must come on stream before they're even allowed to open the motorway.
Traffic management has changed quite dramatically in the last 10 years in Sydney. We've got much stronger emphasis now on bus priority, on incident management and detection, of network operations, network management. It's gone a long way from the days of a set of traffic signals or some signs and lines on the road. And the capability we have today certainly proved its worth during the Olympic Games, and it's continuing to do so. Our incident response times are continually downward. Management generally of the network is far better than what it was. It's working very well. We've put down an extensive network of bus lanes, the red-coloured bus lanes, and we're going now strongly into transitways. The emphasis on road-based public transport, or public transport in its own right-of-way, independently of rail, is a major change in relation to how the network will operate in the future. We're looking very closely at light rail operations in the city, and one of the main benefits from light rail in the city is, in fact, the ability to relocate large numbers of blue buses out of the CBD and hence free up the movement for other vehicles like taxis and service vehicles. We're finding increasingly on our major corridors that the congestion caused to buses is actually driven by buses. The buses are causing their own congestion. And it's simply a reflection that the volumes carried in the buses now are exceeding the capacity of that facility to in fact carry that load. And as a result, the emphasis on transitways and dedicated bus roads, etc. We will have to maximise in the future in traffic management the ability of bus and bus systems to carry an increasing amount of the transport task in Sydney, if we are in fact going to be able to manage the forecast levels of traffic in the future. We will definitely get into higher technology in the future, global positioning. We might even have our own satellite or Sputnik or whatever you like to call it. We will extend the capability, without a doubt, statewide.